If you are doing pranam to all Vaishnavas, mantha kalpataru bhyascha, kripa sindhu bhyayeva cha, patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo, you know all the meanings of this story. Vaishnavas are a tree,
a cup of
they can give anything, even Krishna can. They can give also the service of Shri Krishna. Very rare. But if you criticize any Vaishnava, then what will be the fruit? If you oppose, criticize, and do policy with them, so try to forget all these things. Never criticize. Always try to honor all Vaishnavas without any difference. Then you will have all this. Now I'm going to start the same thing. Anarchy Jaya Karunaya Avati. What the meanings? In general, when I have explained a special thing which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has given, we are now going to express. Also, we have heard the explanation of Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Very wonderful explanation. In the line of Arup Goswami, in the line of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have clearly explained all the deep meanings that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to explain. Where he will give the meaning of this is a slok in his Payas, in Bangla lines, they will take help to explain his mode from Swamiji's explanation of Chaitanya Chaitanya. पूर्ण भगवान कृष्ण बजेंद्र कुमार गोलोक ब्रजेर सह नित्य विहार. What is the explanation of Swamiji?
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, the supreme lord, he eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode Goloka, which includes Braja Dham, purport. In the previous chapter it has been established that Krishna, the son of Brajendra Nandan, the son of Brajendra, the king of Braj, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Goloka. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Loka are called Apada. Aprakrita, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned soul. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be uppercut or unmanifested.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the purport of Anapicharinitya, this is slow, narrated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Why he quoted this slow here? He is thinking that my prayer Krishna may not hear, Srimati Radhika may not hear, but he cannot avoid the prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. Or more should be like this. Always in
following
the guidance of Vaishnava. Don't be supreme. Don't to be think that I am controller. I am controlling all. Don't. And silent. Majjanmana phalamidam madhukai chodhari matapratanyam adanagrahai chayiva tadabhritya bhritya parichara bhritya bhritya bhritasya bhritya iti mangso rusmara lokanata. You are saying this prayer, understanding? I am servant of your servant, lastly, the servants fit to stand. This is so. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He thinks, and it is correct. We are making so many prayers to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It may be that he can overlook. He will not take it seriously. Saranga saranagati hoive jahar tahar prarthana suneti nanda kumar. Those who have six kinds of saranagati in the lotus feet of Krishna. What that saranagati? This is the door or mentor to enter in that bhakti realm. If he has not six qualities, we cannot enter in the windows or in the door of bhakti. It must be there in our heart. First stage is that. anukulyasya sankalpa prakrutulyasya vibarjanam rakshat satiti iti vishvaso guptitve varanam tatha atmanikshepa karpanyo sarvidha. If you want to serve Krishna, first you should offer yourself totally in the lotus feet of Krishna. There are some symptoms that you have taken shelter, otherwise only telling will not do. The symptoms are for what is favorable for Krishna. Service we will adopt only that. Any unfavorable thing we should avoid forever. Prakutulakshya vivaryanam, and which is unfavorable you should at once give up. Association, food, anything, society, bad activities, everything you should try to give up at once. Rakshasa piti, it is viswaso. Very much a strong faith that Krishna is always protecting us. He is only protector. We are not protector. Money cannot protect. And in this whole world, no scientist, no doctor, no one, nothing, they will help us. So Krishna is protector. Rakshasa is viswaso. If you are doing bhajan, and you are hankering, oh, save me, I'm moneyless or I'm helpless in this way, suffering so much, and not being so much faith on Krishna, you cannot do bhajan. There are so many kinds of problems, no? But we cannot solve. We should have strong faith in Krishna, that is, he is only protector, and he will surely protect us. Then why to worry? Why not worry? We should straight go to serve Krishna. Problems will come, Krishna will solve. Otherwise, if he will not solve, no harm. He will be recalled, then not so much mercy. Understand what I am saying. अरे लोग कहेंगे जैसे उनकी बदनाम करेंगे. Defame him. All will defame him. That now he has given up his merciful being, and now he has become so cruel hearted. So Krishna cannot keep this qualification. To protect Vaishnava. He protected Ambarish, he protected Prahlad Maharaj, he protects everyone. In the mother's womb, here, there, he protects. So be fearless. No problem at all. If come in bhakti, Krishna will at once manage. Why to fear? I think no fear at all. If I am alone, I will, and whole world in one side, I don't care. So be solid like this. Otherwise, how you can progress in Krishna consciousness? You too. If I am doing so, then so many problems will come. And then my services will be end where I am doing service. And it may be that society, big society, can give up me. That's a very big problem. I'll have to change my also house where I am, because all will be upset and opposite to me. What to do? Never, never do so. Be like Prahlad Maharaj if you want to do bhakti. If you want to do bhakti, to be like Haridas Thakur, khanda khanda jai jadi hoye jaya devran, tabu ami badane na chadi harina. Mom then came in their room. Haridas Thakur was there and they prohibited him not to chant Krishna and give up that name, and you should try to do, but Allah, 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 Khoda, Khoda, Khoda. Never. It told that if Ram and Allah, Khuda and Krishna is same thing, why you are troubling men, and why you are jabardasti unko tum
by force
you are making them Muhammadan to chant only Khuda and Allah. If Krishna and Ram are Allah and Khuda, that's what for. If you are chanting Krishna, it is the chanting like Allah Khuda. Understand? Then they told that we will cut you into pieces, right and left, and we will give it to dogs. He told that I don't fear. And he began to chant on the main road, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so much loudly. And they began to wait, try to kill him, but they could not. He told that if I am cutting in so many pieces, if anyone do, I will not give up my chanting of Krishna. If you will be like that, so much bold and strong in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna at once comes, or he will send his chakra sudarshan. He can send at once Garuda or Hanuman to, or he will come in the shape of himself like Nrisimha Bhagavan. And he will. Why fear? Don't fear at all. I know that Srayansi Bhavi Gnani. In Bhakti there are first stage, so many problems come. One try to gallop it like sea as Hanuman did. He took the name Jai Sri Ram and Yam. So be like that. Just today, even just this moment, give up all the problems. And be so faithful in Krishna that He is always our protector. So, and Gopti Pe Varanam Tatha, this is thing. Krishna is always protecting. He will protect this is one, and He is only protector. He always protecting me. No? And that to give up our whole thing, body, mind, everything. So I will not do anything which Krishna does not like. Now I will try to follow Krishna solely. I have given up my whole thing in the left, in the lotus feet. This is Saranagati. If you do Saranagati like this, the door will be opened. And easily you can enter in Krishna. This is the first thing. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling that Krishna, Purna Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He always playing in Vrindavan with gopi, go means cows, gopis, gopals, and all the beings of Vrindavan Praja. Especially his so much doing, feeling pleasure with, in the society of gopis. Where? In Golok Vrindavan. Perhaps you know that there is a Krishna Lok in Vaikuntha. In the upper part of Vaikuntha, it is called Krishna Lok, and lower part is called Vaikuntha Parabhyam. In Parabhyam, in Vaikuntha, all the incarnation and manifests of Krishna, like Ram, Nrisimha, Narayan, all are there.
Division.
And they are all endless in all ways. If Krishna mouth is like little so much, like a baby, and Yashodama saw every world and globe, Vrindavan, everything in his little mouth. So a dust of Vrindavan is endless. By the wish of Krishna, it comes so little, and sometimes it becomes so big. Every dust has this power of Vrindavan. Because each dust of Vrindavan is himself Balveshwara. So, in upper part of Vaikuntha is called Krishna Lok. Krishna Lok is divided into three, and whole as a combination together are called Golok. In globe there are three divisions. The boundary line is called Golok. No? And first part, lower part is called Dwarka. Middle part is called Mathura. And upper part is called Braja, Vrindavan, Gokul. All the same, but also there are something a speciality in them. There also is Gokul, Mahavan, 12 forests, 12 upa forests, sub forests, and 12 branch upa forests. In them, Gokul first, where Vatsalya Leela was pastime going on. Then Vrindavan, Pauganda and Kishore Leela is there. It is spread over 32 crores, solar, 16 crores. That is 32 miles. From Vrindavan, actually, nowadays you see, from the Jamuna to Govardhan Hill, Nandgaon, Barsana, or our greater Vrindavan. This is superior. And in Vrindavan, Govardhan is and in Govardhan, Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. This is the highest globe in Vrindavan. Why it is has been divided into three? Why? According to the Prem ki Shabda ke kaar. प्रेम की स्थिति के कारण इन द्वारका there is some appearance of Krishna that he is Krishna himself, Bhagavan. Mathura left something. This and less in Vrindavan. And develop prem is more in Vrindavan. Less in Mathura. And more less in according to appellants of and Bhagavata. Bhagavata means appellants. That Krishna is and Bhagavan. This is called Aishwarya mood, Aishwarya bhav. Aishwarya bhav in mostly in Golok. There are Radha and Krishna, but there the mood of Swakiya bhav is prevalent. Krishna is always there, like himself God. So many happenings. More than Narayana. In Dwarka, some less this mood. Prem is beginning from there. In Golok, he will not be son of Nanda Baba or Vasudeva Devaki. Only he will be like husband, but sometimes no marriage, nothing there. Always in uplands and as per the mood. Srimati Radhika there, but always doing pranam in the Lord's will, like Lakshmi. In Dwarka, this mood is somewhat covered. Like he becomes the prince of Dwarka Vasi, he is husband of all the kings, marriage party is going on. Sometimes Satyabhama may do one, and Krishna being supreme personality of Godhead, they may come and he will try to pacify his anger. I have done mistakes like this. And Golok never. But more this appearance and Aishwarya bhav is covered in Mathura. Sometimes Krishna becomes four-handed at the time of birth. And Vasudeva Devaki began to pray him that, oh, you are himself Lord. We remember of past birth that we have some benediction from you, pleasing you. And he told that, I will be sure. So you have come here, and they saw that he is four-handed, having Sankha Chakra, Kadha Patna, all these things. And he was at the he was wrong. His head was so curly,
waving,
and so much golden ornament, especially Kottuva and all of them. Not as an ordinary one. So they began to pray, and when he became a baby up to 100, they were very worried how to protect this boy. So if he knew that Krishna is himself Bhagavan, and he can protect all, and he can kill comes in a moment. Why he took him to Gokul? But he forgets this. So in one platform, side by side, appellants is there, Bhagavata is there, and other hand, Madhu is there. Dwarka never plays. But in Braja, anyone does not know that he is himself person, yeah? Supreme personality. Gopi tells, can you bring the shoes of your father? Krishna goes head very gladly, quite naked, a boy of very only 2 years, dancing eagles and pecks his father's soul on his head, and dancing he comes to Gopi. Gopi tells Krishna, give him some lalas. Great that if you dance and sing so sweet, then we give you one laddu. And Krishna sing towards them with very greedy eyes, and then takes his one hand here like this, and then, oh, very good, and they hear. Where is Bhagavata? Anyone does not know Bhagavata there in Vrindavan? All covered by Madhur Bhav. What is Madhur Bhav? Whether there is opulent or not, no harm. It may be so much opulent, but they think that his or worldly brother, like worldly friends, like worldly beloved. So Krishna took Govardhan in his hand in Vrindavan, in this very shape of only 7 years old, very pitiful Kishore or Pogan, but in the same shape, not being so fast, so long and anything, no forehanded, smiling, singing on float, and making joke with all the gopis. Gopis are telling, and gopis are telling his boys, friend boys, we have taken Govardhan on our stakes, otherwise Krishna must be crushed under Govardhan. But gopis are telling, the elder persons are telling, father, mother's life, that Nanda Baba has certainly did of Narayan, that is why he is saving him. So he has come in Krishna and he has done. And what gopis are taking on their eyes Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, be there, don't be heavy on Krishna, otherwise he will oh Govardhan is there. And who is taking on the left hand and more left this?
Left.
And on this. Because Radha lives always in the left side of Sri Krishna. So this all power potencies is of Radhika. So Radhika has taken. So in Vrindavan there is so much affluence, but yet it is covered with Madhurya Bhav. He is telling that Krishna always playing in Golok, but not in Golok, not in Mathura, Dwarka, he is in Vrindavan Gokul, Radha Kunda, all this is in Vrindavan, which is all associated. All moods are there. Someone wants to argue like this, that in India there is a famous person who has written so big, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Radhana, like Sajiya, that there is no mood of Parkiya Bhava in Braja. So if anything is not seed, how it can come in? So everything is there in Braja Vrindavan. So he is telling, Purna Bhagavan Krishna Goloke Braja Saha Nitya Vihar. Everything, Parhiya Bhava and all other things in Vrindavan. And from there he has descended with all in this home of Vrindavan. In each universe there is the Vrindavan, and that is called where he comes and plays in this world, this is called Om Vrindavan. There is no difference in Om Vrindavan and there. Practically they are same, but there is some difference. Anyone cannot realize and see always playing Krishna there in Om Vrindavan. But if anyone can go there having prema and is perfect in prema, then in Golok Vrindavan he will see always playing Krishna there. So those who are telling that there is no Parkiya Bhava in Vrindavan, there is no birth of Krishna there, always in Kishore, they are wrong. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given explanation for this. So he is telling here that in Vrindavan, in that proposed in Gokul Vrindavan, Vrindavan is in 16 crores, Krishna always playing there. And from there he comes one time in one Brahma's day. How is that planning? We are going to explain. One kirtan should be done.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you. Thank you.